Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I'm going to butcher this name, but shout out to Jacob Mizorowski. Mike Wazowski, the Green Valley native last night, made his debut for the Brewers. Guy's got an absolute hose of an arm.
I had no idea he was a Green Valley kid. That's awesome.
GV, baby.
That's really cool. Shout out to Eastern Jack and the good folks out there. But, man, that's really cool to see that kid make his debut. And then he rolled his ankle. And it's like, oh, he's probably done for the year. Right?
Brutal. Yeah. Very brutal. No, he's fine. He's fine. But, yeah, it was yeah, his debut last night and was just absolutely humming. It looks a lot like Zach Greinke when Zach Greinke came.
Oh, that's cool. I get the look that you're talking about, kind of longer blonde hair. And
Yeah. Well, I meant like sort of like a pitcher because like he's got short brown hair, but like kind of is like that wiry, smaller kid. But like all of a sudden you're like, wow, he's humming it at like 105.
That's awesome, man. Good for that kid, man. You like to see the local kids do good.
Yeah, didn't he have like the four highest velocities or whatever?
Yeah.
102, 104,
100. He was whipping it, man.
Unreal.
I mean, there was a time where David Segee was the only legitimate Major League Baseball player to come from Kansas City.
Look where we're at now.
Yeah.
Who would have thought?
Who would have thought?
Who would have thought David Segee would hit fifth in the nice Paul Rudd rip, would hit fifth in the lineup behind King Griffey Jr., Jay Buhner, and Edgar Martinez.
Yeah, that's true. He did. He was in that. David Segee was in that lineup, man. Shout out KCK.
Yeah. Joey Cora, Alex Rodriguez, King Griffey Jr., Tino Martinez, Edgar Martinez, Jay Buhner, David Segee.
Yeah, that's a hell of a lineup. And no World Series championship. Enjoy your 114 regular season.
Hey, their championship is beating the Yankees. That's all that matters for them. Then their pitching staff had Randy Johnson, the unit. God. All right, speaking of a unit, yours was loud and proud yesterday. Woo! As Mac Morey was a unit at OTAs. What was Max OTA's observation?
Do we have some OTA music?
I mean, we could probably find some.
We gotta get OTA music,
I mean,
right?
I got this.
Yeah, that's some hardcore OTA music.
And who can forget that one hit from 2019, the behind-the-back pass from Patrick Mahomes? Great hit, Dottie, but don't forget the 2002 hit of Priest Holmes in the bicep stiff arm. Mac, go ahead.
Or the 2011 Jonathan Baldwin catch that only Kling saw.
What, the fist to the face?
No, he had a great catch at OTA's one year, and
but
nobody
only
saw it.
Yeah,
only Josh saw it. Because they didn't allow cameras, because you're going to steal secrets of a 2-14 team.
Yeah.
It's like when Nicky Lopez hit his first home run in a minor league ballpark, and no one saw it.
It's like when Wilt Chamberlain scored 100 points.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Xavier Worthy had a great catch yesterday, one-handed. They were doing little fade routes, one-handed with his left.
Nice
there from Xavier Worthy.
What's his stat line in OTAs, do we know?
Oh, he's got no drops, over 1,000 yards, lots of touchdowns.
Ceiling's Tyreek, floor is Jalen Waddle.
Yeah, him and Breshard Smith and then Nico Remigio all returning punts yesterday. I mean, it's clear that our guy, Tube, that Dave Tobe's going to decide between one of those three for punt returning. You know when you...
Remigio and Worthy?
Remigio, Worthy, and Breshard Smith.
That's a
great threesome.
I know. It's, dude, seriously.
Man, that's a really good threesome.
Tubes Tuesday threesome.
Write it down for next Friday. Write that down. Tubes Tuesday threesome. Then we do it Thursday because my threesome's on Tuesday.
Yeah.
Tubes. Thursday threesome.
What's funny is I literally just wrote that down.
That's hilarious.
Okay. You know when you pick a guy, you know, you're a fan of a team, you've got a younger guy, and you pick out a new player of like, this might be my guy. This might be my new guy to
watch. Yeah, like yours is Jaden Hicks.
Jaden Hicks on defense and on offense. The more I've gone twice.
Mm-hmm.
Got to ask Andy Reid about him yesterday. Jalen Royals is becoming a name for me to watch in this offense.
Should be wearing 85.
I know. It is a miss on that, isn't it?
It's a horrible miss.
Well, we should all be bowling for soup.
But of course, yeah, right? He's big. He's strong. We'll hear what Andy Reid had to say to him. But he doesn't look like a rookie out there.
Is he what they'd say is electric?
Trying to think, because
electric's probably more for like a Tyreek Hill type of guy.
Yeah, like an Xavier Worthy. He's like a mix between Rashee Rice and Xavier Worthy, but he's strong. He doesn't look like it physically, and
so he could be Sammy Watkins. What
you're
saying?
Yes, absolutely. Right off the bat, I think this kid's going to be really good.
This team might not lose again.
That's right.
That's exactly right.
17-0, 35-0. Let's roll.
35.
I would say my lead is what Andy Reid had to say about Trey Smith, which we'll listen to right now when he was asked, "Hey, is Trey Smith going to be at next week's mandatory minicamp?"
Mm-hmm. We'll see. I don't know that, to be honest. I mean, these things are. We'll see where it goes.
He does. Yeah, he loves the questions about whether or not a player is going to be there or not. And I would tell Trey Smith, stay the F home. I mean, unless you got a signed contract, stay home.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, Andy's just never going to. I mean, that's just. What kind of work I don't know what she's saying.
Yeah, I don't know.
But, like. You might as well have asked Andy Reid what he thought of this.
Because he's J.A.C.
And he would have been like, yeah, you know.
Tell you something.
But no, I mean, I don't know why people ask that question all the time.
I think because you have to. Like, you have to get him on record saying something, I guess.
I mean, yeah.
Because somebody's got a boss that's sending him out there.
For sure.
To ask that question.
There's no question.
Most of the time, except for us, because Spectre's never once told us what to ask. But I know there are a lot of these editors out there. They're clickbait headlines. What gets clickbait? Contract disputes. Here's what Andy Reid had to say about the contract dispute involving a star player. That's the headline. People click on that. Yeah, I don't know. And that's the answer. You're like, got totally sold the bill of goods. All that media crap is clickbait headlines.
Or it says, Andy Reid says Trey Smith and he have not talked yet.
Yeah.
And you're like, haven't talked yet? And then you get in the article, Andy Reid says he hasn't spoke to him yet, doesn't know what's going on with the contract. We'll know more later on in the future.
Or the clickbait headline is, Andy Reid doesn't know where star player is.
Yeah, exactly.
Seriously. I mean, go to any of those aggregate sites like a Yahoo, an MSN, any of these things that are using AI with all this clickbait crap. Those are the type of headlines that's how I got on the Arthur Treacher's thing. Because I clicked on legendary fast food restaurant closing locations. I want to see what that is. Maybe the Royals should switch to Pollock.
There we go.
No.
So, yeah, obviously Trey Smith. And then on the left side, Andy Reid talked a little bit about Josh Simmons and his development, what he's seen so far.
You know what? He's doing a nice job. We weren't sure quite how much we were going to be able to get out of him, but he looks strong.
Mm-hmm.
He's been jumping in and taking the team reps now with what he was just doing, the individual stuff before. and you can definitely see the talent. He's got to keep learning and learning the stuff that Andy's teaching him. And
third person.
Fundamentally, technique-wise. But he sure has a good attitude about it.
Okay, so that's why we played Who He Talking About, because you have no idea who the hell he's talking about there. He could have been talking about anybody.
Yep, exactly.
And then he goes and refers to himself in third person. I know he's talking about Andy Heck, but it's still fun.
Cue the text.
Just listen. Just listen to what Andy's telling you, kid.
Yeah.
Me? Him? No, me, Andy. Yeah. I love it. The third person with Andy Reid.
The big thing there is he is in team drill, so that's huge. Another step as far as the right direction goes with health and seeing him, you know, day one, right? You know, is it going to be Jalen Moore? Is it going to be Josh Simmons? So we'll see. The more that time goes on, maybe we'll see a clearer picture. Right now, Josh Simmons does look to be in somewhat of the driver's seat, as does Kingsley
Really?
Suma. I mean,
wow. That's That's great, right? You want to hear that because
that's what I would say.
Number one overall pick. I like that. I just thought it'd be a little bit slower for him. That's good.
Yeah, I mean, everything is saying that he's advancing faster than they thought. And, I mean, the talent's there. So if he's ready, they're going to stick him in.
Yeah, I mean, he's a Buckeye. He can go right now.
Yeah. Okay. And then, Josh Simmons, and then you've got Kingsley Suma-Atiia. He spoke a little bit yesterday. It was good to hear him talk. It seems like he's confident. You know, he talked about his start against the Broncos in week 18. Apparently, Zach Allen, who's a good defensive tackle for the Broncos, came up to him after the game and said, "Hey, man, for your first time playing left guard, that was a really damn good game. Got to give it to you." So
that's cool.
That is cool. I thought that was a cool story, and that's I feel like that's kind of stuck with him for the offseason.
Good,
of like,
should. He should
okay,
use
I can
that.
Do
yeah.
this. I can do this. And he
or
said
he really sucked, and the guy's giving him false hope, so he keeps being terrible. So he's like, yeah.
Great job.
Keep doing what you're doing, man. You're going to be great.
But if that motivates the kid, who cares, right? It could be false praise at all. Exactly. You know? But that's interesting because, again, it goes back to being a parent. You tell your kids all this kind of stuff, and then they hear it on the streets, and then they believe it, right? And so they may have been telling Kingsley he's doing a nice job, and then you hear it from one of your peers that you went against and battled against all day, and he says that to you. Like, honest to God, and I'm not trying to joke, Kingsley should be thinking about that every single day, and that should be the thing that motivates him. That's the positive thought you keep in your mind to keep this thing moving forward.
Yeah, it's like when at the end of that Chargers-Chiefs game back in the day when Tomba was working with Bosa. Like, if you're Bosa, you're like, all right, just stop talking and listen to this dude.
That's
just move on with this the rest of your career. Bosa's been hurt, but he's also been really good.
He's been really good when he's in. Yeah, and Kingsley's looking at this as a hard reset. New position, new me. It feels really good. It's kind of a restart. He kind of described it as redoing his first year over, but with a little bit more knowledge. So that's good to hear Kingsley's kind of, you know what, forget about short memory, right? Goldfish memory. Last year doesn't matter for you.
Right.
Let's go.
Yeah.
So it's kind of a positive note here for Kingsley. I talked to you guys about Jalen Royals. I got to ask Andy about, you know, Xavier Rasheed have had, you know, good rookie seasons, but we've seen in years past, it's taken a little bit of time for rookies to get implemented. Could Jalen Royals kind of maybe be like Xavier and Rasheed? Here's what Andy said.
Yeah, he looks like he's a sharp kid. He works hard. He's strong, a little bit like Rasheed that way. Probably more like Rasheed than one. So it's he's got a little bit more beef to him. Thick lower body.
One.
But again, strong, and he's picked stuff up. He doesn't say a whole lot. Very, very quiet. But he picks things up and does a nice job with it.
Now, who was he talking about again?
Could have been anybody.
Yeah. He gave you some good detail, though. Yeah. Like, that's more than just a, you know, we'll see. You know, that was a good, he must have liked that question.
See, he
likes you better than after the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
That's low bar.
Yeah, that's true. After the Super Bowl, that stare down that he gave you.
I felt that one too. I was like, my plum shrunk.
I told my brother and my dad about that last night. They hadn't heard about that. They're in town. They're like, whoa.
That was scary. Death stare from Andy.
Was scary.
I will say this, though, kind of when he talks like that, though, that's him getting excited.
Yeah.
Like that's Andy being excited because you don't get a lot of that. Andy's very close to the vest. That's why he's been successful. He doesn't show his hand at all. And not that he really showed his hand there, but that's 25 seconds of him talking about Jalen Royals, which is a long time to talk about one individual player. Andy's a team guy. And so to hear him talk about that kid for that period of time the way that he did.
Did you see that Tyshire asked that question?
No, that was
because he's JAC. So what's the media gossip that we got? Anything good?
No.
Damn. Well, you have one word, though, right?
We do have that. One word. All right,
get into
here
it.
We go.
One word.
First name is Blake, and he goes on a cruise. He goes on a Caribbean cruise.
Kenny Holmes.
No. Ah!
Are you listening?
What's your least favorite thing about working with yourself?
Body odor.
You get one word.
On the count of three, name your favorite dinosaur. One, two, three.
Velociraptor.
This is One Word on Fesco and Dusty.
I just wanted to double check that Dan Kilgore is going to practice.
That is.
Was that asked yesterday?
It's not asked, no.
You should just ask it out of nowhere to see if anybody, like, how many people listen.
How many people pick up?
And one more, Brad, is Dan Kilgore going to practice?
And also just wanted to double check that Dan Kilgore is going to practice today.
I still think the full context is the best.
Congratulations on the new contract. Not that it didn't before, but it certainly looks like you're going to be able to finish your career here. What does that mean to you, being where you are in your career now? And also just wanted to double check that Dan Kilgore is going to practice today.
It's still so good. Congratulations, contract extension. Your career's been awesome. And is Dan Kilgore practicing? Who cares?
Yeah. Hey, David, congrats on the promotion. I'm really proud of you. You've done a really good job. And I just want to know, is your sister still single?
What? And also just wanted to double check that Dan Kilgore is going to practice today.
Hey, Mike, how you doing? Hey, heard you had a really good day at the golf course the other day, right? You did really good. Dad, is your sister still single, though?
Congratulations on the new contract. Not that it didn't before, but it certainly looks like you're going to be able to finish your career here. What does that mean to you, being where you are in your career now? And also just wanted to double check that Dan Kilgore is going to practice today.
Uh-huh. And also.
So he probably just answered the Kilgore question and moved on.
Oh, baby. Okay. One word on the Royals last night.
Kilgore.
It's legit, man. Dusty.
Of the game last night?
Yeah, Royals.
Putrid.
Last night. Yeah.
I mean, that's a bad Royals loss team. That's a bad, like, season loss. Like, that's one where, like, the ball goes off your head. That's one where it's, you know, how did Matt Stairs fumble the throw in right field when it was a one hop to him? How did Carlos Fabulous boot the play that was a bunt? That was a play to Vinny that went to Fermin that went back to Vinny that ended up somebody on third, and it was zippy is the way that Denny. I mean, you can hear Denny's voice completely change in the call. As he goes from there's a shot to Pasquantino back to home. And the Yankees are going to score and have runners on first and third. It's there. It's putrid, man. They got something's got to change, man. Something has to change.
Okay. One word on the Royals this weekend.
I'm going to say opportunity. You got Sacramento coming into town. Beat them up. You lose to Sacramento and lose the series to Sacramento, you lose the city.
Yeah, I hope not.
And then it's OTA time. Countdown to training camp, baby. Nobody wants that.
Yeah, you'll see your tweet videos get a lot more likes at that point. Opportunity, like Bob said, I mean, go out there, be the better team. The Yankees are out. The team that's kicked your ass 8 consecutive times, swept you twice in the same season, only the third time you said that's happened in their franchise's
history.
Yeah,
that's amazing to me. Only in 98 and 01 is the only other times in a season that the Royals went winless versus the Yankees in a season.
I'd like to know how many series sweeps the Yankees had in 98 as well.
The Royals in 98, 0-10 against the Yankees.
I'd like to know what everybody in that AL East was against the Yankees in 08. But, yeah, I mean, you have an opportunity against the A's, who have nothing really to stand for. They've got a rookie of the year that's absolutely a stud. You've got pieces you could move. Brent Rooker will be back in town. We'll see how tough home runs are to hit in Kauffman Stadium when he comes into play.
They're tough for the Royals to hit. It's not a tough place to hit home runs. It really isn't. We saw Aaron Judge put one to the moon twice.
Yeah, that's a different specimen of a human being.
Dunking's not hard. We saw Michael Jordan jump from the free throw line.
That's right.
But we've
been talking about home runs being hard to hit at Kauffman Stadium for two generations now. It's hard for the Royals to hit. They don't have home run hitters. Everybody else seemingly hits home runs here.
Fair. One word on Travis and Taylor. Tavis at the Stanley Cup last night.
It's Tavis. I like that. Yeah. Awesome.
I don't know if I want to hear Tavis ever again.
You hated that.
It's fun, man. Somebody called us, like, what do they call us, jock riders for being all in on Taylor and Travis. Never seen him at a hockey game. Just so happened to be one of the most entertaining hockey games. That's the third of four overtime games in this series of Edmonton and Florida.
It's incredible.
We're going back to Edmonton. It's 2-2. I think we might get 7 again in a different form, though. Last year it was 3-0 Florida. All of a sudden Edmonton comes back, ties the series 3-3. We got an epic game 7. The boss will probably be late today because he was probably up late last night watching that game, getting all juiced up and excited. But to see them there was epic, man. It was fun, entertaining. It shows that hockey's fun in the playoffs. And if it is, granted, they're locally there. But, hey, two nights ago, the Cavender twins were there, and nobody cared.
Yeah. No one said anything. Yeah, did not hear that.
I mean, I cared, but they were,
bigger stars than have been to an NBA game, though.
Oh, no.
Absolutely. In the postseason, in the championship round, finals? Yeah.
I guess if you're talking not former players.
Yeah, a lot of former NBA players aren't stars. They're paid to be there. Yankees versus the AL East in 1998. You ready?
Yeah. Because that was a bad AL East year, right? Toronto wasn't great. Baltimore was okay. Boston was good in 98.
I mean, that was when they got Manny was still.
So cool. Boston was 92-70 that year.
Yeah, they were good.
Toronto was 88-74, and the other two teams were below 500. The Yankees were just 33-15 versus the AL East.
98 Yanks, man. Yanks. One of the best teams I've ever seen in my life.
They had 114 wins that year.
Yes, they did. Yes, they
Damn.
And it ended with a trophy, right?
Yeah, it did. Do you know who had the second most wins in the American League that year?
In 98?
Yeah.
Seattle.
No. They were 76-85 okay. that year. It was Boston.
Okay.
The Yankees had 114 wins. The next closest was 92.
Dang.
Wow.
Well, like 98 Yanks, man, or something else.
I mean,
oh, yeah.
The 2025 Pacers are something else.
Mm-hmm.
Up 2-1 now. Everyone's counted them out. Feels more and more like 2011 Dallas Mavericks versus Miami Heat, right? And Rick Carlisle is even the coach. Mm. It's mirroring it so much. One word on the NBA Finals, Game 4 in Indiana tonight.
Must win is one word. Because if Oklahoma City doesn't win today, it's over. Mm. They go down 3-1, right? I think 3-1, for all intents and purposes, unless you're the 2004 Yankees, it's over.
Death sentence.
Yeah.
Yeah, what, there's only been, is it four teams that have come back from 2-1?
From Bucks, 2-1 in the finals,
Bucks
yeah.
did it, Cleveland did it.
Golden State did it.
Golden State's done it, I know of. Maybe they have won the championship.
I'm still pissed the Knicks blew the game one lead to the Indiana Pacers.
Blew it. Halliburton went out there and did what he did to everybody else.
Yeah.
Opportunistic, I guess, would be the word if you could say it correctly, Dusty, which I can't. And I'm not going to try it again. But if Oklahoma City wins tonight, we're right where we are in the Stanley Cup Finals.
Mm-hmm.
If the Pacers win tonight, you can definitely not watch the rest of the time because it will end, whether it is a 3-2 or 4-2. They want to win it back in Indianapolis, whatever it may be. But you have an opportunity to win, you know, to either make it a series or don't, because I mean, it goes back to Oklahoma City after.
Yeah. Everybody was talking about a gentleman sweep for Oklahoma City.
I know.
Maybe a gentleman sweep for Indiana.
Exactly.
And seriously, when you think about Indiana, man, if they win this championship, it will be remarkable. They weren't supposed to beat Cleveland. They weren't supposed to beat New York.
No.
Like they have beaten everybody that they weren't supposed to win or supposed to beat. We should be embracing this more, right?
Yes.
Like, we should be embracing this more in sports that we're kind of seeing the underdog do this, but everybody's like, nah, it's not that interesting. But we should be embracing it, and we should all be rooting for Indiana tonight to take that commanding 3-1 lead, you know?
One of the more improbable runs in sports that we've
Absolutely.
Seen.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
I
really
mean, you think of improbable runs in sports over the years. I think, you know, the Giants beating the Patriots in 07, that
for
was an improbable run. I think the Royals in 14 were an improbable run.
Yeah.
They won their first 8 playoff games. Like, most people are like, I don't even know if they'll win the wild card game.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
And that happened. And then they didn't lose until game one of the World Series that year. That was kind of an improbable run. You know, you see it a lot in college basketball. Teams make
for
these
sure.
runs
yep,
and whatnot
exactly.
and things of that nature. Maybe we'll see more of those in college football, you know, starting to take place with the playoff format in there. But this is one of those improbable runs where as sports fans, we should be embracing this and going, damn, look at this little guy, man. They're awesome. But we don't. No.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.